is Augustana Athletics Podcast. I'm your host, Tim Evans, the Director of Athletic Communications here at Augustana. We're excited to be joined today by our head swim coach, Lindsay Michael. The Vikings get underway this season, or get this inaugural season of Augustana swimming underway on Friday in a triangular at Northern State, taking on Northern State and the University of Mary. First of all, Coach, thanks for joining us.
You're welcome. I'm happy to be here.
I wanted to kind of start things off. It's kind of a big year in swimming this year, obviously with the Olympics in Rio. I wanted to get your thoughts on that. The USA won 121 medals at the Rio Olympic Games, and 33 were won by USA swimming. We obviously, Michael Phelps, a decorated career, 28 medals, 23 which were gold medals. Obviously not going to be competing when it comes to the next Olympics, but what has a guy like Michael Phelps meant to the swimming community?
I think mostly, you know, those upper-level athletes, including Michael Phelps, really just bring out the popularity of the sport. It gets kids excited about something besides, you know, a lot of kids aren't ball sport kids. And so for those that, you know, enjoy to swim, it gets them excited about a new sport that they can join, that they may not have to have that same hand-eye coordination of a basketball player or a football player. And it gets those kids coming out interested in swimming.
I was doing some research prior to our podcast here, and I found out that 84% of the 121 medals won at the Rio Olympic Games were won by collegiate athletes. And beyond that, 61 of the United States medals were won by women. As a coach of an Olympic sport, swimming, and a coach of women student athletes, how can you use, or how exciting is that to see something like that?
It's really exciting. I think it shows what college athletics brings out in all different sports. You know, for swimming, it is their time to shine every 4 years. And, you know, I think for female sports, you know, a lot of the female sports are not professional sports. So that's what brings out the number of female medals is just, you know, it's kind of their time to shine every 4 years. And, you know, kind of show what, you know, female athletes in our country can do.
You're starting to see more and more women's professional athletics. Obviously, the WNBA is thriving and still doing well, and a lot of, at least around here, local athletes who have gone on and done great things in that league. But even, you know, me growing up in Minnesota, now there's a professional women's hockey league and that sort of thing. But and even then, with hockey, you see a lot of them compete for gold medals on the Olympic teams. But for swimming, you got to think that the Olympics is kind of the grandmaster. That's the ultimate goal. I mean, of a kid growing up swimming, you got to think that the Olympics would be the like I said, that's probably what they would feel as their Super Bowl, if you will.
It definitely is. And you know we talk about NCAAs being one of the fastest meets, and then Olympic trials really for Americans is probably a faster meet overall than what the Olympic Games are, just because there's so much depth, but there's a lot of pressure on that meet as well. And then when we as a, you know, country go to the Olympic Games, you know, they really do perform really well.
Yeah, we all saw Katie Ledecky, going to be a freshman this year at Stanford, have an outstanding Olympic Games. Simone Manuel obviously did great things for the swimming community, and you had a chance to coach her in your club down in Texas prior to coming back to Sioux Falls.
Yeah, and I think what I really appreciate about Stanford is it shows the combination of athletics and academics, and how swimmers are so good at both with their time management as well. And Simone is just such an exciting thing, you know, for her, the amount of time that she's put in and how good she has been with younger swimmers and giving back to the sport. So to see her reaction after winning that 100 freestyle was just, I think, emotional for a lot of people that have had a chance to be around her and work with her a little bit.
Talk about the excitement of the Olympic Games, but we got to see a little bit of that here regionally. The Olympic trials were held in Omaha, and you got a chance to go down there and watch. What was that event like?
You know, it's always an exciting. There is a ton of pressure, and so you've got a group of kids that are there for the first time. That's just, they're excited to be there. You know, then you've got the group that is trying to, you know, maybe get into a semifinal or a final, and then you have that top level, those top three, four, five that are trying to make the team. So I think depending on, you know, where the athletes are at, you know, there's some that are just excited to be there, getting that experience. And then there are those there that have a chance to make a team. And I know even, you know, Simone, there was a lot of pressure. You know, even though she's a very even-keeled kid, the pressure kind of stacks up to get there. But for me, the exciting part is to see the kids that are in the stands. And, you know, we had a little boy sitting behind us that got to go to the Olympic trials for his birthday, and the look in his eyes, that twinkle in his eyes, just how excited he was to see that level of swimming was just great to see.
And obviously, the great swimmers went on to win gold medals and do great things at the Olympics. But like you mentioned, some of those athletes just there, you know, for the experience and seeing what they can do. But you got to think how much goes into that. I mean, how much you prepare throughout your entire childhood into high school, and then get to that point where you can actually say you went to an Olympic trial. It's got to be an emotional experience.
I think it really is. And, you know, and even those that end up, you know, that may be postgraduates, that they're going on their, you know, 4 years of trying to make a team, you know, so 4 years of, you know, 2-a-day practices, weight training, this and that, preparing for one meet, and you get third. And that's 4 years of, you're still the third best in the country, but in swimming, unfortunately, it's not good enough. So you really do see all those emotions all over the place.
And fortunately for some, they have collegiate careers to look forward to. They can go back and represent their university or their college and swim for, but like you said, some of those who are post-grad might not have that opportunity. They're getting to the age where they might not have the opportunity to compete for the Olympics again.
Right, and that's where they, you know, obviously they make that decision. Like I know Matt Grievers, you know, won gold medal in, you know, 2012, you know, but the United States is a phenomenal backstroke country, and he probably could have gone and medaled in the backstroke events, but he got third. And so now he has to make that decision. Is it worth another 4 years, you know, of training and working to give it another try into 2020?
You're listening to the Viking Voices Augustana Athletics Podcast. We're joined by our head swim coach, Lindsay Miko. Your Vikings open the season tomorrow, Friday, October 7th, taking on Northern State and the University of Mary in a triangular meet. An exciting time here at Augustana. We saw last Friday your team compete in an inter-squad meet here at the Elman Center pool. A lot of changes here in the Elman Center. Obviously, the Navy, the Ole head on the wall, and just yesterday we saw the timing board hung on the wall. Just a lot of excitement around the building. I think just having your group here and seeing some competition happening in the pool, we're excited to get the season going. How excited are you? I know you've been here now last year preparing, getting your team, recruiting, doing all that, and finally you're back on the deck. Kind of feel where you feel most comfortable and excited and happy to be.
I think everybody's excited. It's been a long time coming. I know even just watching the transformations with the pool from, you know, just kind of dull and just there to pretty exciting. You know, recruits coming in and go, wow, the pool's so pretty. It looks great. It looks like a good competitive pool. To the girls being here, being excited to be together and, you know, support and, you know, represent Augustana.
You've got a group of kids. You've got 15 true freshmen, two upperclassmen join your team. What's it like having a group? I mean, you got a group. They're all green. I mean, they're here. They're experiencing college for the first time. They're experiencing college athletics for the first time. What's it been like?
It's, you know, it's been refreshing. It's you know, and even with having upperclassmen, it's still their first year competing as well. And so really, I have, you know, 16, 17 first year competitors. I think it's exciting because a lot of things they don't know what to expect, and so everything we do is something new. So team cheers for the first time, and, you know, their first dual meet, and knowing the order of events, all those kind of things are new, but they're working hard, they're excited, they're great teammates, they're doing well in school. So I think we're ready to race somebody besides ourselves.
And in talking to some of the student athletes, they've mentioned the excitement about being able to build a program and how that was one of the big reasons why they chose Augustana. How much does that help you, knowing that, hey, you've got these student athletes here and they're bought in and they're ready to make Augustana swimming great?
And it really, those are the kind of kids that you want to recruit. If they don't buy into the first year program, then they're not the right people for the group, because it's not an easy thing to have kids come in when you haven't established a program yet. And so the fact that they're ready to be that inaugural group that can start building tradition and history within the program, just I think speaks really highly of the kind of kids that we have.
And the Northern Sun Intercollegiate Conference has sponsored women swimming and diving in the past, and not having enough schools in the past, they've had a joint conference. But now with the addition of Augustana, Sioux Falls, and the University of Mary, the NSIC reinstated swimming and diving as a women's sport in the conference. How exciting is that to be a part of that, to bring it back to this area? Like you said, a traditionally strong area for swimming.
Right. I think it's I know the other schools are super excited because they've been going to Mississippi for their conference. conference meet. So now that we can, you know, keep things pretty local, have a regional conference meet versus a Southeast regional meet. But I think for everybody, it's exciting that, you know, South Dakota, Minnesota, and North Dakota has a very solid Division II swimming conference. It's going to be where we'll have multiple NCAA qualifiers out of our conference. And so the conference itself should be very competitive.
You mentioned the competitiveness of the conference. The NSIC preseason poll came out this afternoon. St. Cloud State picked in first, followed by Minnesota State. Your squad was picked sixth in the inaugural season. What do you expect to see out of the conference this year? What kind of strength do you expect to see? What kind of competition do you expect?
You know, I think every team is going to have some very strong competitors, us included in that. And, you know, I think on the top end, we're going to be very competitive. You know, our goal is going to be just to continue to build depth as we move from year to year. But we'll be pretty competitive. You know, St. Cloud is tough and Mankato is tough. Moorhead's good. They've been established for a very long time at the Division II level. Northern has a very, very solid young lady that will be with them this year, and Sioux Falls has some good kids. Everybody has good kids. It's just, you know, where we stand depth wise amongst all the teams.
You get the season started on Friday. You head up to Aberdeen in a triangular meet, taking on Northern State and the University of Mary. Obviously, an excitement level is pretty high with your group. What's been kind of the lead up here, the build up this week into the first meet?
You know, I think a lot of it is excitement. You know, just the fact that we get to race somebody and kind of see what other teams have and where we are amongst those teams, but also a lot of just not knowing what to expect. And between, you know, the bus trip, you know, what are we going to feed them? You know, what are we going to do when we get there? Warm up as a team for the first time, you know, just even the coaches seeing them really race some of the races for the first time ever. So a lot of newness, but also a lot of excitement as well.
You're listening to the Viking Voices Augustana Athletics Podcast. We're joined by our head swim coach, Lindsay Maiko, talking all things swimming, open up with Olympics. Now the Vikings start the season on Friday at Northern State against the Wolves and the University of Mary in a triangular meet. You mentioned how much do you think it maybe helps you getting to go on the road that first time? You don't have to worry about having an event that hasn't, or a facility that hasn't hosted an event in quite a while. Sometimes a trip, I talk to coaches all the time, getting the team together and building that camaraderie on the bus, in restaurants, that sort of thing.
Right. I think that is, it is, I think for us it is good to go on the road just because it's, it'll kind of get the nerves out of the way. It's like, you know, we're going on our own. We're around the kids, same people we see every day. We don't have to worry about who's coming to watch, even though some of the parents will come watch, but it's not going to be this huge first event where our first meet is huge and not really knowing, I've never had that many people watch a meet before. So I think it's good for us to get on the road and, you know, go somewhere where, you know, Elise at Northern has been great as far as helping us get started and, you know, be with another new program in our first meet.
Yeah, preseason workouts, you guys have been going 1 week after school started. You're able to start team workouts. You've introduced strength training to your student athletes, and I don't know if it's been kind of an eye-opening experience for some of them, but in talking to some of them after that, the inner squad, they were maybe looking forward to a little bit of a break, getting rid of some of the soreness and getting ready for competition week. How is that different from what they've experienced in club or high school and then coming into a college program?
You know, I think every kid comes in with a little bit different background. So some of the kids have had some weight training experience. Some of them have done maybe push-ups and abs, and some none of the above. And so I think for them, it's new as far as, one, learning how to lift, two, figuring out that they're going to be sore the majority of the time until we get to a championship meet, and figuring out how to perform in practice as well as in the weight training room as well.
Who are some of the swimmers Viking fans should be excited about in the inaugural season? Obviously, 15 freshmen, you got a lot of kids coming in, talented kids, but there'll be some competition amongst themselves as well, not only when they get out and compete against other teams.
You know, and I think we've kids that swim some different things. I think with our distance freestyle crew, Emma Miller is going to be pretty tough, anywhere from the 200 up through the mile. She'll tell you the 50 and the 100 freestyle, but we're not going to agree on that one quite yet. JoJo Lohner is going to be pretty solid, you know, backstroke and IMs. Lindsay Kreisel, you know, in the butterflies, and some freestyle as well. Destiny Ehlerts, freestyle backstroke. Grace Porter. Grace can swim just about anything. She'll kind of move around quite a bit. And then Hannah Gonzalez in our sprint freestyles. But we're going to have some kids, I think, that are going to develop as well over the year that I think will maybe not the first couple meets, but I think down the road are going to be pretty solid for us as well.
Which event do you maybe see as your team's strength as you head into the season opener?
I would say probably backstroke, IMs, and distance freestyle to get started will be our biggest strengths.
And just, and again, swimming being a new sport here at Augustana, not a lot of our fans traditionally been to a college swim meet. I guess what can fans expect to see? What's the format? What does it look like? What events? I guess well maybe in order. What can our fans expect to see when they come to that first event on November 8th here at the Elman Center?
Sure. There are a couple different formats with college swimming. There's a shorter format, which is 13 events, a longer format, which is 16 events. And depending on which one we do, they're usually pretty short. They always start with a relay, end with a relay. Freestyle, there's always the 50, 100, 200, 500, and either the 1,000 or the mile freestyle. And the longer format, you swim both distances of the backstroke, breaststroke, and butterfly, one of the IMs, whereas the shorter format, you just do one of those events, either the 100 or the 200 or the stroke event. So they're very short meets for the most part. With us not having diving, I would say they're usually two-hour meets. So if you've ever been to a club swim meet, this is night and day different as far as the length of time that we're at the facility.
How does that affect you, not having that diving program yet? How does that affect you, I guess, as you compete throughout the year?
I think for the most part, like dual meets, it's not going to affect us at all because most of the teams we're competing against don't have diving. But I think where we'll see the difference is more at our conference meet is just because the diving does count for team totals as well. But four of the seven schools do not have diving. So as far as that goes, I think swimming first is a good way to get started, and maybe down the road we'll add diving.
You look at even down the road, obviously the conference championships will be held February 6th through 10th in Rochester, Minnesota, a big first event. But when you talk beyond that, NCAA championships, obviously qualifying times is the way you get your student athletes in. And what are some of those times, I guess, are they something that you could see as attainable for some of your student athletes for their first year of competition, or is that something that you'd be very pleasantly happy to have happen?
You know, I think we're going to have kids that are close to the provisional cuts. I think with swimming in general, the automatic cuts are extremely fast, and so you don't see a ton of automatic cuts being made. But I think we have some kids that can make those provisional cuts. And down the road, my goal is to have relays qualify first and then follow that up with individuals. But I think sometimes there's this misnomer that Division II is slow, but it is not slow. It is extremely fast. And I think when people actually see the NCAA time standards, they're like, whoa, they're fast. And it's like, and it is. And so I think sometimes there's just that thing where people just think it's not very fast, but it really is. And from what I know, Division II will be even faster this year.
You're listening to the Viking Voices Augustana Athletics Podcast. We're joined today by our head swim coach, Lindsay Michael. The Vikings open the season this Friday, October 7th. They're heading to Aberdeen to take on Northern State and the University of Mary in a triangular meet. Coach, thank you for taking the time to join us. And we're excited about the addition of women's swimming here at Augustana. Can't wait to see that first meet. And like I said, we've been out and got some pictures. Attended the inner squad, and it's going to be an exciting time here at Augustana, especially when we get that first meet early in November.
Thanks, I appreciate it, and looking forward to seeing how we do tomorrow.
All right, you're listening to the Viking Voices Augustana Athletics Podcast, and for the most up-to-date information on Augustana swimming and all 19 varsity sports, make sure to visit our website at goaugie.com.